This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as suspicious devices have been found at several well-known locations, including at the Time Warner building in New York City, which is home to CNN and is currently being evacuated. This as the Secret Service confirms that potential explosive devices were also mailed to the residences of former President Obama and to Hillary Clinton, and there's a report a similar device was mailed to the White House. Michael Balboni is the former New York State Homeland Security Chief.
You know, if it's media outlets and it's individuals of high profile, then obviously this is a concerted effort to do a wide-based distribution of these devices.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders describes the suspicious packages as despicable in a just-released statement. She also calls the perpetrators cowards. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
More now on the discovery of suspicious packages which have led to scares in more than one city as they've turned up at the White House, also at residences belonging to former President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and now the Time Warner building, which is home to CNN in New York City, is also under evacuation because of a potentially explosive device that was found there. In a statement, White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders condemns these terrorizing acts and calls the perpetrators of them cowards. Sanders says a full-scale criminal investigation is already underway. The former President Obama and his wife Michelle live in Washington, and that's where another device turned up at their residence. Hillary Clinton and former President Bill Clinton's residence in New York, or just north of New York, is another scene of a suspicious device. The former presidents and first ladies don't handle mail before it's inspected by the Secret Service, so nobody has been injured. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
NBC News host Megyn Kelly is now apologizing for some comments she made about blackface. Kelly making the comments during a segment on Megyn Kelly Today yesterday morning on NBC, and the comments immediately drew widespread criticism on social media. Here's a portion of them.
What is racist? Because truly, you do get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface for Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Okay, back when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
The network later releasing an email from Kelly, who says she now realizes, quote, that such behavior is indeed wrong and that she's sorry. Kelly addressing the email to colleagues, saying that she had taken the time to listen to other points of view on that topic. Today is World Polio Day. It's a day to honor and remember the man who helped to virtually eradicate that crippling disease, Dr. Jonas Salk, who invented the polio vaccine, first used in 1955. According to the World Health Organization, polio has now been reduced worldwide by 99%. And Yahoo is now agreeing to pay $50 million in a settlement over a data breach in 2013. The company says it will also offer 2 years of credit protection and monitoring to the 200 million Americans and Israelis who were affected by it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, meeting your soul. I know a place where mercy flows.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. And thank you so much for being here with us as we do everything we can and to be part of the solution, not part of the problem, in getting this country back on track. With us right now is America's sheriff, and he gives it to you straight without compromise. Of course, I'm talking about the one and only Sheriff David Clark. Sheriff Clark, great to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
It's a pleasure to be on. Hello to your listeners.
Well, let's talk about what's going on in our country right now. The vitriol, Democrats upping the ante. We just had an outbreak here in Portland again. Antifa's on the run, and it seems that some of these cities, Sheriff, are just, they're welcoming this kind of violence. It doesn't seem like they're interested in really, stemming this kind of antics that's, that is, continuing to grow across the country. You know, what is it going to take? Something really out of control before they step up and start being responsible and supporting, law and order?
Unfortunately, either that or law enforcement officials, and I'm not talking about the frontline cops, they're under orders. Mm-hmm. But law enforcement officials are going to have to put these frontline officers in a position to succeed in their mission, and that's to keep the peace. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're being told to stand down. That happened in Portland. It's happened in other areas. Mm-hmm. A few arrests are made, and the plan has to contain a contingency to prevent these things from spilling over, from turning into a riot, really. I mean, Antifa is out of control. They're a mob. They're a bunch of totalitarian bigots. They're not anti-fascist. They embody fascism, totalitarianism. They show up to do one thing, not to counter-protest, not to demonstrate, but to instill fear and intimidation and to initiate confrontation. Mm-hmm. They fight not only with the group that they come to oppose, but they also fight with the police if there's nobody else around to fight with. We've seen it. They've thrown rocks and bricks and urine-filled balloons at police. Look, Antifa is an anarchist group. They're an insurgency group. They advocate for the killing of cops. They advocate for the downthrow of this lawfully constituted government. I wish that these law enforcement executives, and I'm mainly talking about the higher-ups, the chief, so to speak, I wish they'd recognize this group for what they are. Mm-hmm. They're the fighting force of the Democrat Party. They're just like the brown shirts that were the fighting force of the Nazi Party. And that's why you won't see anybody from the left, from the Democrat Party, stand up and condemn the antics of Antifa. They see them as a useful tool to, yeah, like I said, incite fear and intimidation.
Yeah, I was going to say they're useful idiots at this point. But, Sheriff, you know, with all the training and your background, I mean, this goes against everything that you've ever done in your career. And that is when you see danger coming, you want to strike it from its origin, not wait until it comes to your street, right?
Yeah, exactly. Look, the police exist for mainly two reasons. I mean, there's some other things, but the main two reasons are to enforce the rule of law. And the second reason, which is just as important, is to keep the peace, all right? Prevent these things from happening, from breaking out into a situation where innocent citizens get hurt or killed. We saw that in Charlottesville, where cops, police officers are being injured in these confrontations. And so I don't know, as a law enforcement executive, and I was one for nearly 16 years as the elected sheriff of Milwaukee County, I would never put my officers on the front line without the ability, the resources and the ability to, first of all, keep themselves safe. Mm-hmm. Secondly, to, they have to stay safe so that they can go out and keep the public at large safe and right. to prevent property damage. And when they don't do that, I think it's an abdication of their responsibility and their role in society.
Well, not to mention they have families too. They want to go home. They want to be with their families. They don't want to, you know, be victimized on their job when they're there to maintain order and, as you say, protect the peace. Now, the thing I'm curious about is that we often hear that there are the same players behind Antifa and these radical groups that are funding them. I mean, we're sanctioning governments for interference and things that work against the good of American policy and American interest. Why aren't we leveling sanctions on these perpetrators, these people that are behind Antifa and others that are supporting and paying for all this stuff?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think there's any will to do anything about it, to be honest with you. You know, when I look around, I look at the Charlottesville incident, and recently the FBI announced that they arrested four people who came to Charlottesville from California. Looking for trouble. They came ready for battle. They said they used enhanced digital identification capability to identify these perpetrators, and then they secured indictments under the federal riot statute, and these guys are now in custody. And I was wondering why are they not doing that at these other
exactly.
Antifa. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said I don't think there's any will to do it. That was an easy one with Charlottesville. My hat's off to the FBI for doing it at Charlottesville. But all of a sudden now when it comes to a situation like, you know, we're talking about now, not just in Portland but in other areas, you know, the FBI kind of has the hands off. They don't get involved. And I don't get that.
Yeah. Well, as you say, the local governances have, even told their local officials, stand down, let them riot, as you cited earlier. And that's kind of been the attitude. But, look what's happening in Chicago. Even the neighborhood leaders are saying we need Donald Trump in here.
Yeah. You know, they need the resources of the federal government to help, to assist. They haven't asked for it. You get into a little bit of a sticky situation if you force your way in with the federal government, because crime fighting is a local issue, although the feds play a role in it as well. But it would be nice if the mayor of Chicago, well, this is not going to happen under Rahm Emanuel,
right. Exactly.
You know, would contact the Department of Justice and say, look, we need your resources in here. Come on in here. Help us plan. We'll combine all of our limited resources, and let's get control of the streets. Let's get this crime and violence under control, because good law-abiding people are being hurt and killed unnecessarily. Many of them kids shot and killed in drive-by shootings because the streets are out of control. The streets are out of control because the Chicago Police Department have not been empowered, not by their superintendent, Eddie Johnson, not by the mayor, Rahm Emanuel. Mm-hmm. And they're also under a consent decree from the Obama administration where their hands are tied. These guys
exactly.
are spending more time filling out reports than they are on active patrol.
Yeah, no, this is it's counterproductive, and Sheriff Clark, as you noted earlier, I mean, this is a dynamic issue. I mean, if we were only talking about Antifa, that would be it. But, you know, we've got a broken immigration system. We have MS-13, all kinds of, you know, we have sex trafficking. I mean, law enforcement has their hands full right now, and it's almost as if we're really not giving them the help and giving them a fair shot at being able to win. And if anything, you know, we're putting their lives in jeopardy and then asking them to keep us safe.
Right, and all the officers really are asking for at this point is to be empowered. And what does that mean? To use reasonable force when necessary. Mm-hmm. And that if something goes haywire in this crazy world that this unpredictable world we live in, through no fault of the officer doesn't want to become the next Darren Wilson, the
exactly.
police officer.
Sheriff,
they don't want to be the next.
Yeah, excuse me a second. We got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. More from Sheriff David Clark after this.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your love. I'm running.
As promised, back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation continues with America's Sheriff, Sheriff David Clark. Sheriff Clark, before the break, I'm sorry I had to interrupt you for just a moment because we had to go to a hard break here. But you were explaining that, you know, the other law enforcement officers, they want to have a fair chance at being effective and doing their job and not becoming victims themselves because of their work. I mean, I don't blame them for second-guessing. And if they second-guess themselves, really, this puts them in jeopardy, does it not?
Sure, and in the community as well. You know, because if the law enforcement officers are not as assertive as we need them to be to keep crime and violence in check, you know, they're going to drive past an area that's infested with drug dealing. They'll see some goof standing on the corner and maybe take a look and go, I don't know, I might have to use force. And the next thing you know, my world is turned upside down. I think I'll just keep on driving.
Right.
And that sort of, you know, not the 911 call. They're going to go to the 911 call or the call for service. What we're talking about is the type of policing that's the most effective. When an officer observes something, they use their training and experience, you know, that criminal activity may be afoot, and they go and investigate. You're going to find or pull that car over. You're going to find people wanted on serious felony warrants. When you make that traffic stop or you make that field interview stop, you're going to find illegal drugs, and you're going to find weapons on these individuals. It's just a treasure trove of criminal activity off of, you know, an officer under reasonable suspicion, you know, makes that approach and does what he or she is trained to do. Look, our cops are better trained, better educated, and better prepared than at any time in our history. But if you don't allow them to use that sixth sense, so to speak, mm-hmm. if you don't allow them to use those resources to keep the community safe, keep themselves safe, you know what? You're seeing the results in the city of Chicago and other cities.
You know, without a doubt. Sheriff Clark, I mean, at the very basis of all this, and we started the conversation this way, and that is that law and order has been in jeopardy for quite a while. You know, how much longer, I mean, how much more do we have to endure here? And I mean, I'm not talking just law enforcement, I'm talking we the people as well, before we finally get serious. As you say, some of these leaders, these government leaders, aren't serious enough about it, but maybe we the people need to, you know, put some pressure on them to make sure that it's time to get serious.
Yeah, you know, not only that, you know, I've advised people, and I did this when I was the sheriff up until a year ago when I retired, the sheriff of Milwaukee County. I told the residents of my county, never outsource your public safety, your personal safety to the government, any level of government. You are the first line of defense in your own safety. And what we're seeing now with government not fulfilling that role and responsibility, public safety, I mean, that's kind of how this got set up, as you know. You know, we as a society said, okay, we're not going to allow people to take things into their own hands anymore. We're going to have an agency, a government agency, well-trained, whatnot, to do that. But if they're not going to do it, then that responsibility rests with the individual. And that's what's going to happen. The more that you see this stuff where the cops are just standing by, again, not criticizing the cops are under order, but if they're not going to go out and do what they're supposed to do to keep people safe, people are going to have to do it themselves, and they're not going to be so pretty.
Sheriff Clark, this seems to be really, on many levels, a bit of a political issue, because you find in those communities where, you know, standing down orders are being put out, they seem to be coming from one political party over the other. I don't mean to make it quite so black and white, but it just seems to be that way. Am I wrong?
No, but you hit the nail right on the head. You know, it's pretty black and white to me. Look, you know, the President of the United States made it one of his the planks in his platform, Make America Safe Again, and to allow the federal resources to be used to help local communities. But those local communities have to reach out for it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the local level, you're right, the same thing goes on here. You know, nobody, I mean, you know, when you're talking about public safety, that transcends a lot of demographics. It transcends age, it transcends race, gender, political affiliation, and that everybody wants to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we got too many people who are now, you know, no pun intended, a little gun shy about going out and doing what they're supposed to do, meaning law enforcement,
right,
for fear of some sort of you know, repercussion if things go wrong. So, you know, what we're heading toward is a collapse of the social order. And that's not good. But that is what we're headed for. I wish I had the answer, but the answer, the only answer I have right now is that to remind people that your personal safety is your responsibility, not the government's.
No. Well, certainly that's been the case, and people are stepping up, especially in those states where, you know, it's legal to have concealed carry, and more guns than ever are on the streets of America today, you know, because of that point. And they've realized that in some communities, it can take police officers, you know, 10, 19 minutes or so to get to an incident. Well, as you know, when guns are involved, lives are measured in seconds, not in minutes.
Without a doubt. You know, that's why that thing that you're talking about, you know, when seconds matter, the cops might be minutes away.
Yes.
And response times are increasing because the calls for service are coming in at a rate that the cops can't even keep up with it. Cops are under-resourced right now. Many communities are cutting back their budgets. There's no doubt about that. And you're seeing the result of it. So unless it returns to its rightful place, which is the highest priority of any government, federal, state, or local, is to secure the personal safety of citizens. And until that returns to its rightful place, you know, we're just going to continue to spiral downward. But, mm-hmm. you know, all is not lost. This thing can be reversed, but it's going to take some leadership. It's going to take some leadership at the local level, not the
exactly.
federal level. The president mm-hmm. has already offered the resources. It's going to take some leadership at the local level for this to happen before we have a total collapse of the social order.
Well, and as you suggest, Sheriff Clark, maybe some of, you know, the leadership of Donald Trump is starting to flow down into, you know, the local areas. I see at times where, you know, some of these politicians are becoming more emboldened and they're following the lead of this president, which I think is a good thing.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. It's infectious. It really is. Ever mm-hmm. since President Trump was sworn in, you know, his energy, his motivation, his spirit, his willingness to fight and not just go along with the status quo has yielded tremendous results. And like I said, it's infectious. I see that in some of these elected people running for office, you know, realizing that, you know, maybe the way that President Trump approaches this is the right way to do it, because otherwise you get mired in the status quo and nothing changes, nothing gets better. And that's not what the American people want. That's not why we have a constitutional republic. We elect people to represent us, to go to whether it's the state capitol or to go to Washington, D.C., to actually get something done.
Exactly.
And it's going to take some time, though. You know, he's only been there 2 years. We're talking, you know, 100 years of or 50 years of this, the way things have been. So it's going to take some time for him to reverse it. But I know with our encouragement, with our support, he can get this done.
Well, he needs reinforcements, and that's what we need to do in the midterms, is send him some reinforcements so that he's encouraged, and maybe the media finally figures out once and for all that the American people are not represented by a radical few on the left, that mainstream, the forgotten man and woman, is a bigger group, and maybe they're that big part of that silent majority that we experienced previously, and they need to not be so silent and let their votes be heard loud and clear come the midterms. One final question as we wrap things up here, Sheriff Clark. What did you make of Kanye West coming to the Oval Office?
Well, you know, the optics were great. Kudos to the president for continuing to court the black vote. It's something we don't see. We haven't seen a Republican president do, at least not in my lifetime, mm-hmm. to kind of just ceded that over to the Democrats. But the president asked for the vote before he was elected, and he said, give me a chance. What do you have to lose?
Exactly.
You look at the improving economy. Black unemployment at record lows, but he needs ambassadors and he needs surrogates to help. So that was what the Kanye West thing was. But West has to build off this now. He can't mm-hmm. just turn this into going to the White House for a photo op. He's got to come down here at ground level. And he can't just be one-dimensional. All he talks about is getting people out of prison mm-hmm. that in my estimation, deserve to be there. You know, he's got to work with young men. He's got to mentor and give them advice as to how to stay out of prison, not
exactly.
just try to help people once they get in prison.
Well, he's serious about our safety, and this is why we love talking to him. Sheriff David Clark, America's Sheriff on Bill Martinez Live. Sheriff Clark, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
It's always my pleasure. God bless you.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as suspicious devices have been found at several well-known locations, including at the Time Warner building in New York City, which is home to CNN and is currently being evacuated. This as the Secret Service confirms that potential explosive devices were also mailed to the residences of former President Obama and to Hillary Clinton, and there's a report a similar device was mailed to the White House. Michael Balboni is the former New York State Homeland Security chief.
You know, if it's media outlets and it's individuals of high profile, then obviously this is a concerted effort to do a wide-based distribution of these devices.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders describes the suspicious packages as despicable in a just-released statement. She also calls the perpetrators cowards. This is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13. The laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
When love broke through, you found me in the darkness, wandering through the desert. I was a homeless fool, now I'm.
And just like that, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. You know, Medicare open enrollment ends December the 7th. And you may think, oh, wow, that's eons away. Let me tell you, time passes by quickly, so take note, especially if you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan. Very, very important. You have, if you have a Medicare health or prescription drug plan, as I said, you have only until December the 7th. That is the period of when open enrollment will come to a happy conclusion. And hopefully it's happy for you because you've done all your work to make sure the changes for your upcoming 2019 plan are taken care of. Even if you're happy with your current Medicare coverage, you might find something better. Every year, Medicare health plans change in cost, coverage, and participating providers. I can tell you for a fact, because that's what I found out last time, that I was able to engage in certain aspects of Silver Sneakers, for example, which was just wonderful for me. In fact, the projected 2019 average basic monthly premium for a Part D prescription drug plan is at the lowest rate since 2012. Did you hear that right? Okay. So if you miss the open enrollment deadline, most people will have to wait a full year before they can make changes to their plans and save money. So why don't you want to do that? Well, Seema Verma is with us. She is spokesperson for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and she's going to tell us all about it. Seema, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. Well, we're very excited about open enrollment this year.
Mm-hmm.
We are offering a lot of new choices and some new opportunities. So I'm going to take a second here and go through those.
Yes, please.
First of all, we are offering new benefits. So what you're going to see this year is that a lot of the plans are offering more supplemental benefits. So, you know, things like in-home care, transportation, meal services, things that can help a person stay in their home and remain healthy. So that's one of the main changes. The other thing that we've done, and this is under the president's leadership, because you know he's very committed to making sure that we strengthen the Medicare program, and he's very concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs.
Exactly.
And so we've made some changes this year to help the plans lower prices for seniors. And so there'll be some changes there, but all of the savings that the plans are going to have are going to make are going to go directly to our seniors, and there's some new programs there as well.
Mm-hmm.
The other major point here is that there are a variety of new choices. We have over 600 new plans that are being offered, and the best news of all is that premiums have gone down. We've actually seen a 6% reduction in prices.
Wow.
And this can all be sort of overwhelming, and we know that this is a very important decision. So another thing that the administration has made available is something that we call under our e-Medicare program, and it's a new tool. And it helps seniors make that important decision about participating in the regular Medicare program or in Medicare Advantage. They can just answer a few simple questions, and it actually provides them an estimate of what it would cost to be in Medicare Advantage versus the traditional Medicare program. So lots of exciting changes, and we're doing everything we can under the president's leadership to strengthen the program.
Well, a lot of good news here, and, you know, as you say, the president's not sitting on his hands over this, doing everything he can to improve. And we appreciate your efforts, Seema, and everybody else on the team, because this takes a team to make this work. And, you know, in years gone by, Medicare has been there. It just seems recently that we're putting more effort to improving the delivery of Medicare services, are we not?
Exactly right. I think the president is committed to strengthening this program. And so the changes that we're seeing today are a result of his leadership to strengthen the program. You know, there's been a lot of discussion about trying to make Medicare the program for everybody in America. I think it's very important that we continue to focus our efforts on seniors, making sure that this is a strong program. People have made contributions to this program their entire life,
yes,
and they want a program that they can count on that gives them the innovative technology and the best services, choices, and quality health care. And so we want the program to continue to focus on this population and not dilute it by adding more people to it.
Well, when we talk about how dynamic it is and the added services for seniors, it might be a little bit overwhelming, you know, to them. What's your encouragement to them?
Well, we encourage them to get onto the website. You know, we have that new tool which will help them compare costs, because we know that's an important part of the calculation for seniors that are living on a fixed income. So they can start by comparing whether it's important for them to stay on Medicare, the traditional Medicare program, or Medicare Advantage. And then from there, if they decide that they want to participate in the Medicare Advantage program, then there are all kinds of tools to help them find a plan that's going to work best for them.
What exactly is the big difference, Seema, between Medicare and Medicare Advantage?
Medicare Advantage program, this is run by private health plans, and so they essentially bring together all of the programs, and they actually have a limit on out-of-pocket expenses, whereas in the traditional Medicare program, many seniors find that they need to purchase additional coverage through a Medigap plan to help cover those out-of-pocket expenses. So they're, you know, getting multiple. They have their Medicare program plus Medigap, whereas Medicare Advantage wraps it all together and provides that coverage through private health plans. It essentially offers more choices. There's also the ability for seniors to compare quality between these health plans through our star ratings. So there's a lot of tools available for seniors. There's the cost calculator, there's the quality ratings, and then they also have the ability, you know, to look at what medications they're taking and, you know, see what plan's going to work best for them.
I guess I might say to seniors, is kind of go into this and think like it's almost like Christmas. I mean, you're opening quite a present here. There's lots of gifts here that are available to you if you take advantage of it. So don't be overwhelmed. But get into it sooner than later. I mean, here we are. We're in the month of October. And before you know it, as I said, it will come to a close on Saturday, December the 7th. Because when it closes, right?
That's correct. Now, this year, when seniors are participating in plans that have some of the new coverage options around prescription drugs designed to help lower their costs, if they are in that plan and they decide that they don't like it, they can actually make that switch just this year through the month of March.
Okay, so what do the beneficiaries, the Medicare beneficiaries, need to do during this open enrollment period?
So the best thing that they can do is to get online, get onto our Medicare.gov website, and they can have the opportunity to look at the cost calculator, make sure that this is the best decision for them, and then they can go on to Plan Finder, and they can make a decision about what plan is going to work best for them. They have the opportunity to put in the types of medications that they're taking, where they live, and answer a few basic questions, and they'll be able to compare cost and quality with the different health plans.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking with Seema Verma, Administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Seema, who is eligible, you know, for open enrollment with Medicare?
Well, anybody that is eligible for the Medicare program is eligible to participate in the Medicare Advantage program. So, as you know, those are individuals above the age of 65, and we also have individuals that are disabled and those persons living with end-stage renal disease.
Mm-hmm. And so, again, remind everybody where they can go if they need help in their own community.
Yeah, and so that's one of the wonderful things. We do have a system of volunteers at the local level that are committed to helping people make this important decision. There are volunteers at the local level, and individuals can get to our website, and that can point them in the right direction.
So welcome to the Medicare family. This is how we come together as neighbors, helping each other. So what happens if people miss the deadline, Seema?
It's very important to make the deadline because if you miss it,
it's not like we're going to have a public flogging or anything like that. I want you to, you know. So.
No, but I think this year is especially important because we are offering some wonderful new benefits through Medicare Advantage. The supplemental benefits, you know, like I said before, is going to be things like transportation services, in-home care, meals, and really giving the plans the flexibility to provide the services that are individualized to make that individual person as healthy as possible and to allow them to be independent and stay in their home as long as possible.
Well, exactly. Seema, where can they go for more information as we wrap things up now?
And if people need information, they can go to our Medicare.gov website.
Well, Seema Verma, Administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, has been our guest. Seema, thank you so much for the information. Appreciate all the help. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing Nutramed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects in poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Oh, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Live.
You know, after it's all said and done, you know, the opportunity is to be that change that you want to see in others, right? There's a reason it's coming to mind, and maybe it bothers us a little bit because we're saying, why us, why not them? But the fact that we're seeing it, maybe we need to be the adult in the room. And of course, what is being reported now, in case you have not heard, is that there have been some suspicious packages delivered to President Obama's house, as well as to the Clintons, also, I guess, CNN headquarters in New York as well. And all this is still in the process of being investigated. Of course, a couple of days ago, it was revealed that there was a suspicious package sent to George Soros. So this is the incivility that is going on in this country. Hillary Clinton told us that incivility will continue until Democrats are, elected in office. So, the pressure is on, whatever they can do to bully you into following lockstep with the Democrats, they will do this. But maybe some of this is coming back to haunt them. This is the problem when you do this sort of thing. Gandhi talked about it. Others, philosophers, Jesus, once you start doing these kind of things, then, it comes back on you. With us right now is Curtis Houck, managing editor for Newsbusters. Curtis, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, yeah, good morning. A good song to come back from a break. I appreciate that. That's
right.
Good.
Well, we need the encouragement, because the fact of the matter is, Curtis, I mean, we pick no bones about it here on this radio show, is that we approach things, in balance. I mean, you pursue the truth and you think about, okay, what is the source of truth if it's not God? Anything less than God is man's perception, and this is where we are right now, why this country has kind of gone off the rails is, you know, we want to see things according to our own eyes, and we kind of bought into this cultural dialogue that says, you know, who needs God anyway? Well, look at the country that's in chaos, and let me tell you, you can go back and see when the country made a purposeful step away from God, and the chaos was just, you know, it's coming to our borders. I mean, more than 7,000, you know, that's just another symptom of the original problem.
Yeah, it's just so chaotic what's going on. You know, and again, the news this morning about what's going on, you know, I tweeted that, you know, CNNers, a lot of them, they're a bunch of goobers. Mm-hmm. But goobers deserve to live in peace, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, the deal is about it. Maybe you give them, yeah. Curtis, maybe you may give people too much credit in this in terms of, fine, you're free to be a goober if that's what you want to do. But the fact of the matter is that the principles of this country command we the people to be activated. Because we haven't been activated, we've allowed the elites to take over, and now we're fighting to get the country back. And I would say the very soul of our country, because you have people equally passionate about their, you know, their position. So at the end of the day, somebody's lying and somebody's holding to the truth here. And this is really what it comes down to. And I think that certainly conservatives are seeing and they're really realizing the media, you know, to your point, because you were writing about, this biased media and how anything that's you know, speaks of Trump, any indication of Trump whatsoever, it has to be, parlayed in such a way to raise the animus and antagonism towards a guy who, isn't even accepting any money. He set aside his personal life, he set aside his family and everything for this country because he believed that he was the guy to make a difference. And when you look at what he's done in the first couple of years of this administration, as he said, why would you fire somebody who's being so successful? And this is what the midterm election is all about, is that you either are going to support what President Trump has been doing and send reinforcements into the Beltway so that we can tackle this deep state once and for all and really get down to the bottom of all this. If truly in the spirit of what Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Chuck Schumer is saying is that we want to make sure that we don't duplicate and we don't continue these same problems. If that's the case, then let's be honest about it, right?
Right. With the midterms, it's a very clear choice, and this is definitely what the administration is wanting, you know, this to be a choice. And it is very simple. You know, they're co-equal branches, but you don't accomplish legislation and do a lot of big things for the American people and protect the American people and onward confirm judges and whatnot without the legislative branch. And so that's very important to what's going on here. And you bring up the caravan, and it's hard to, you know, you even have people in the liberal media, CNN, MSNBC, admitting that the caravan is a winning issue for Trump, that people see what's going on. People marching towards America, not with American flags, but with flags from other countries.
Right. That speaks of an invasion, doesn't it, Curtis? Doesn't it speak of an invasion?
Right. Crazy.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I cut you off there. I'm just saying when people come with flags of their country, see, generally what happens when people come to immigrate and they're looking to this country, what they have done traditionally, let's go back to Ellis Island, anytime there's been major immigration has gone, people have had to let go. And I know reluctantly, look at, you know, the country that you came to. We're not saying leave everything at the door, but, you know, bring your culture. This is what makes America great, is that we have a melting pot of all these cultures coming together. I mean, I love it. The foods, the expressions, all that. That is so cool when you can understand people's story and you give them the time. It's a wonderful thing. But that presupposes that you're coming in as a friend, as an ally to this country, somebody that's going to add to the proposition of this American dream, not take away, not come in and destroy it. And when you come in as an immigrant, and of course in a legal system, one of the things that you do is you swear allegiance to the new country that is letting you come in. And I understand that some people, for the sake of wanting to escape, you know, if they are, you know, if there's some real problems in terms of life-threatening issues, I can understand why, because we are a welcoming society and we would do that. But it is with conditions. It's not that you get to come in and destroy the founding principles of this country.
Well, it's an important point that, yeah, you go to other countries. You go to, Europe has their own refugee problem. But traditionally, you go to Europe, you go to China, you go anywhere else. And it's all kind of homogenous, you know.
Right.
Everybody's kind of all the same and shared experiences and everything else. You know, when Americans go overseas and, you know, people can kind of blow us off, you know, as arrogant Americans, you know, if you're a tourist or something. But that's what makes America great. You come to America and everybody's from somewhere else for the most part.
Right.
And that's amazing, and that's great, and that's what really makes the American dream go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those stories are just so harrowing, you know.
Yes,
people go,
exactly.
There's a reason people go to Ellis Island, where people came legally,
right,
and get emotional when they find records of their ancestors or their
exactly.
grandparents or what have you. But what people see what's going on with this caravan. And, you know, you even had, like I was saying, you've seen people in the media admit to this. Chris Matthews admitted to this last night that this caravan is an issue for Trump. You put it, the New York Times has been gullible enough to splash the caravan on the front page, the pictures of it, you know, probably
right.
drone footage or whatever. And, you know, Bill Weir on CNN's like mocking suggestions that criminals would be a part of this, you know, which is all these mothers and children, you know, no, we're not talking about them.
Yeah, but Sarah Carter, though, tweeted yesterday, and she's there on the ground floor, and
exactly.
she's seeing MS-13 members there. She's seeing people from the Middle East, you know, but that's not being reported. And as the president said, look, take your cameras inside of that group. See, one of the things I maintain that that they should do is they need to find a way to separate. In that 7,000-plus and growing and snowballing, find a way to vet and separate the families before they even get to the border, because you can't allow 7,000 people, first of all, if they get that far. My other suggestion is Donald Trump just needs to lock up the gates. Just close it down. You know, this is overwhelming. We cannot handle it. We need to stop it right there. And, you know, the fact that even CNN and these others and them on the left would talk about it in terms of a political issue, that's kind of, it's disgusting in a sense, because we're talking about, you know, human beings here. And if you were in their shoes and, you know, you're paying 1,000,000% inflation rates for a loaf of bread or whatever it is that you're dealing with and dealing with an unfair government, and you feel like, hey, I got no other choice but to walk 1,500 miles to get to America, and maybe I might get the golden ticket. If we were in those shoes, we might be doing the same thing. But for the sake of the people here in the country and for national security reasons, We need to find a way to do a better job in handling this and understanding that our partners, Guatemala, Honduras, they don't have the capacity and they seem to not have the will to really do much about this, even if we decide, hey, we're going to take some money away from them. Maybe it needs to be redirected to these refugees. I don't know.
The media aren't interested in that angle, you know, Bill.
No.
That's the side case, and it's a two-way street.
Exactly. Well, this is why we appreciate you coming on to bring light to this whole situation. He's the managing editor of Newsbusters, Curtis Howe. Thanks, Curtis.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind
ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Do the letters IRS?